This is the Pocket Monster Manual. I'm Woolly Shambler, here with Moogle.
Hello.
Grayson Brent.
Bless you!
Rusty.
Bless you.
I get it, it's a sneeze because it's sneeze.
What are we talking about? Happy?
Sneezel. Shappy.
Shappy?
Shappy.
No.
Shappy. His name's Woolly.
Sneasel is my number one childhood favorite. I loved Sneasel when I was a kid.
Such a great design.
So good.
He's a cool dude.
One of the first Pokemon that comes to mind when I think of Generation 2.
Yeah, it's just such a shithead.
So iconic.
He is, like, he's a complete fucking douchebag.
Up to no
if you
good.
Think, if you think what Pokemon is an absolute bastard, it's this guy.
What's up with, like, the feather coming out of its, like, left ear?
I love it. It's one of the few...
On one side.
Yeah. It's one of the few non-symmetrical designs.
Yeah.
So that he can hear better out of that ear.
His gold and silver colors are so interesting. Like, he's got blue feathers, and he's kind of like more of a brown. I don't like the brown, but I really like those blue feathers.
Once again, another good shiny.
Yes.
It sounds like strawberry banana. It's a good combo. But this guy's dench, isn't he?
It has a completely unique typing, at least in its original game. It has pretty good stats for an unevolved Pokemon. Got good moves.
It looks like Dixie Kong if you have a shiny.
Looks like Dixie Kong.
Fucking Dixie Kong.
So yeah, Sneasel, in cementing it as a rogue, all its Pokedex entries are about how it steals eggs from birds.
No, from prey. All Pokemon lay eggs, so...
Oh, true.
That's true. It doesn't need to be birds.
But it also says it's this cunning Pokemon hides in the cover of darkness waiting to attack its prey.
Well, maybe it has a nice mixed up diet, so it eats eggs and meat.
A pair may work together to steal eggs by having one lure the parents away.
Oh,
they're cunning bastards too.
Yeah, like this.
Sneezy.
Oh, Sandshrew's hard skin causes Sneasel's claws to snap off.
That's a bit grim.
Oh, shit.
Don't like that.
That is just dead.
I mean, a lot of claws.
I sympathize. I feel deeply in tune with.
Is that what
right
happened
now.
To your finger?
Absolutely.
You tried to attack a Sandshrew.
I tried to attack a mouse, and like, it
and unfortunately.
Back.
Your prodding finger did not bounce right off.
It fucking didn't. It snapped.
Oh, no, Rusty was right. Because it eats Pokemon eggs, it's the enemy of Pokemon breeders, and they try to wipe it out.
Consider it a scourge and will drive it away or eradicate it.
I'm thinking this would make for a really fun like mini game where like you're trying to protect the daycare from like a bunch of Sneasel trying to get in.
Oh boy.
Tower defense with Togu.
Tower defense with Sneasels.
build a Zatu somewhere and just have it stand there.
I love it. Good concept.
Rotate
it will never
its
happen.
Its wings every now and then.
Flash its long legs.
I feel like it wasn't really optimized for like its typing in the original gen though. Like, isn't its attack much higher than its special attack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a physical attacker, and both those types are special until
Wait,
Gen
Dark
4,
is special in Gen 2?
Yeah.
Dark is special all the way up until Gen 4, yeah.
They're all moves like Crunch and stuff.
All Eeveelution types plus Dragon are special.
Ridiculous.
I feel like they reversed the types that they meant to have. I feel like probably Dark was meant to be physical and Ghost was meant to be special, and
that
they just accidentally reversed it.
Mm. Wait, Ghost is physical?
Ghost is physical. Yeah.
What?
Shadow Ball runs off attack until like Gen 4.
Bimbo shit.
It really is.